person with Stockholm syndrome subconsciously embraces the mindset of their captors. Counterterrorism expert Carrie Patton says it's not clear yet whether that happened to Sergeant Bergdahl.
Could he have gotten Stockholm syndrome? Well, the answer is yes, because anybody who is held against their own will for a prolonged period of time can absolutely get it.
Patton says we won't know for sure until he finishes Joint Personnel Recovery Agency debriefings. Secret documents obtained by Fox News reveal Sergeant Bergdahl converted to Islam and fraternized openly with his captors. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.